What is good, G-Man Daily? Ladies and gentlemen, I am back. I am finally back. And you're probably asking, where have you been? Where have you been, JD? Where have you been? I've been working. That is the real answer. I've been working. But no, in all honesty, there's been a lot going on these past couple of months. It's been going by so fast. Obviously, football's right around the corner. I wish I could have done way more content for you guys, and I'm very deeply sorry, and that will never happen again. But what has been going on these past couple months, I don't want to get too much into it because I want to talk about cuts, because this is what the video is about, obviously, and it's happening right now. So I just want to give live cuts and who I have making the final 53. Just to wrap it up pretty quick on where I've been, I actually got an internship job with the New York Football Giants. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I did. I'm not actually here to boost that or in any way. It's just really the reason why I've been gone. I've just been really busy. I'm obviously working on game days, so I can't even really watch the game live. Well, I can because I'm there, but I'm doing things when I'm there. I'm working with the event staff. So I'm looking at peaks of the game. I do get to watch the rest of the fourth quarter, but I'm always now, like, for the preseason games, I was just rewatching it when I got home quick. I just recorded it and just rewatched the whole game because, honestly, I'm a guy that I prefer to watch games on TV unless I'm going to Madison Square Garden, because that's the only place where I will choose going there over any luxurious theater or anything. To watch the game, because I love MSG. It's my favorite place to go. But yes, that's why I've been gone. That is why I've been gone. I've just been busy with them. It's a really big opportunity for me. Obviously, I want to expand my role in the future. It's definitely where I want to be. I'm working for my favorite football team. It's a dream come true. But also doing this podcast is another dream come true. I've always wanted to do a Giants podcast. So I'm glad I could do this now with a little more passion. I've always had passion, but I think this really upped my passion, you know, because now I'm in there now. But let's get to the cuts, because they're making them right now as I speak. And I know there's already been at least two surprises. There's been more than two cuts, but there's been two surprises. I don't know why I just said two twice. That's really weird to me. But the first one we're going to get to is Corey Clement. That just kind of happened. I actually had him on my roster, but he was kind of on the bubble just because of reports we've been hearing. They're worried about his fumbling issues. I didn't think he played bad at all in preseason, but he was on the bubble. He was on the bubble because I already knew they were high on Gary Brightwell, who I think is actually going to be pretty decent. I like Brightwell. We didn't see a lot of him production-wise in preseason, but the guy, if you go watch a college tape, you know, he has it. You know, he has the cut ability. He has elusiveness. He puts his head down and he runs. He keeps running. Even after the hit, he's trying to fight for extra yards. Unfortunately for him, the, like, third team O-line was blocking for him, basically. So he was getting no holes. I mean, not that our first team's any better. But we'll get to that. But, yes, he was really getting no holes to cut, no holes to run through, unfortunately for him. So yes, it looks like, our running back room is going to be Saquon Barkley, Deontay Booker, Gary Brightwell, and Eli Penny as of right now. And now let me take off Corey Clement, because like I told you guys, I had Corey making this team, unfortunately. So yes, Eli Penny, I love what I saw from Eli Penny. He had me out of my seat when I rewatched the Giants game. He said he wanted more touches when he was with Pat Shurmur. Now he's getting more touches, even though Pat Shurmur didn't really give him any touches. But now he looked like he was getting more touches in the preseason. It looked like they were testing him out, and they like what they saw, obviously. I never had Eli Penny getting cut whatsoever. I don't even care if Colin Gillespie was signed or anything. I think he's getting cut. He's not on my projected 53-man roster. But, yes, I love what I saw to Eli Penny, and I want to see more of it. I'd rather see Eli Penny run the ball than Deontay Booker, who is obviously going to make the team at this point. But, yeah, it looks like, obviously, we don't have to say the RB1. RB2 is going to be Deontay Booker, RB3, Gary Brightwell, and Eli Penny after that. But, yes, like I said, I think Eli is going to be way more involved, more than ever, his whole entire career here with the Giants since 2018. running the football this year. Moving on, quarterbacks. I have the Giants taking only two quarterbacks this year on their roster. It's going to be obviously Daniel Jones and Mike Glennon. We saw Brian Lewisky just get cut not too long ago. And guys, I'm sorry, I'm on my phone also during the podcast, which I really never do. I'm just looking for cuts because I want to tell you guys right away if it's happening. I'm uploading this right after I end this, so hopefully this is up for you guys really fast. Yes, Brian Lewisky was just cut. We also know about Clayton Thorson, who was waived a couple of days ago due to injury or something, but he also was very good. So I'm fine with that. We still need to get another quarterback. I'm guessing Lewisky is going to be put on the practice squad. I can't really see another team picking him up. I guess he'll be on the practice squad once he clears waivers. But yes, I have the Giants only taking two quarterbacks this season. Tight end group, we're going to go to Evan Engram, who has a calf injury. We don't know the severity of it or, you know, how long he's going to be out. It's kind of weird. It's always kind of weird with calf injuries. It's very hard to predict. I can't predict it. I'm not a doctor. But it doesn't look good for Evan Engram starting week one. It does not look good for Evan Engram starting week one. I saw him walking off it. We all did. And the way he was walking off it, he wasn't even really limping. But he did show like emotion on the sideline. It looked like to me, like when I saw that at first, it looked like to me like something that like he knew like what it was already. And that kind of scared me. Like the way he was reacting, I got out of it like the way he put his head down, his fingers on his nose. It just looked to me like he knew what it was. And that kind of, it kind of spooked me. I'm like, all right, well, he might be out for a little bit. So we have Kyle Rudolph, obviously, coming in. He's back from the PUP list. I wouldn't expect Kyle Rudolph. I was expecting him to come in and maybe take a couple of snaps for Denver. Now it's kind of weird now with Evan Engram out. Caden Smith is also banged up a little bit, and we all love Caden Smith. I'm a big Caden Smith advocator who had that beautiful caught touchdown from the beautiful place ball by Daniel Jones. But yeah, it's going to be, for my tight end group, Evan Engram, Kyle Rudolph, Caden Smith, and I have us picking up a tight end. I have tight end pickup because I can't see us just going into the season with those three tight ends, especially when all of them are banged up. So I have us picking up another tight end to make the 53, to complete the 53. So, we're going to move on to wide receivers, and I could not tell you who I think the Giants will pick up at tight end. There's a lot of quality guys getting cut right now, actually. Let me look at my phone before I keep going. I don't want to miss any cuts, guys, because I don't want to look stupid after I'm putting all these names out for you guys. Okay, yep, no one's been cut. So we're going to move on to wide receivers. Now, this is the very controversial one because there's a lot of guys, a lot of Giant fans believe that, you know, some guys definitely deserve it more than others. We already saw another surprise cut with David Stills. Maybe it was a surprise cut for you. Maybe it's a surprise cut for no one. We all kind of knew he was on the bubble. He's always been when he's been with us. I would see the Giants just picking him up on the practice squad, which is very unfortunate for him because it's just been the story of his career. He's like already 25 years old. I mean, obviously that's not old, but years go by fast. Soon he'll be 27. So it's very random. I meant just closer to 30. So I don't know why I just said 27. But we're just going to move on to wide receivers. So obviously Kenny Galladay, who I do expect to play week one. Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, who is concerning to me because I know it was just a preseason game, but he's always had that dropsy issue and it annoys me. I thought he would clean it up. So let's see how he does. Then we have Kadarius Toney, who we haven't seen at all. His story's kind of been very, very weird. It's just been weird. They're not giving us enough information. It looks like he's trying to beef it up with fans now, like saying, don't worry about him. Look, I say with every sport, the fans will always win in these arguments. The fans will always win. And then behind Kadarius Toney, I have C.J. Board, who a lot of Giant fans don't want on the roster. But look, C.J. Board is probably one of our best, if not best, special teamers. he rarely drops anything punt return wise, kick return wise. He always usually gets great yardage, makes nothing into something. We saw it in the preseason. He had really great runs. He doesn't drop the ball. Like, even when he's lined up at wide receiver, I've noticed he has glue hands. He doesn't drop the ball. He was running great routes during his preseason debut. But yeah, CJ Board, I have definitely making the roster. I can't see him getting cut. And then after him, I have, now this one is just, to be honest, it was kind of just, look, I didn't think Sills was going to make it. I wanted John Ross to make this roster, but he hasn't played at all. So I have a feeling they're going to cut John Ross. And Dante Pettis, I'm sorry. Goodbye, Dante. There was a lot of well balls placed to Dante during his preseason games, and it just went right through his hands. It was just frustrating to see. A guy that should be really fighting and showing out, because he was getting the opportunity, even with the first teamers, and he just disappointed. So goodbye, Dante. I don't think he make the roster, but I do think Damian Willis will. He's a young wide receiver. Obviously, he's the one that caught that 40-yard bomb from Mike Glennon against the Patriots the other night. That was actually really cool to watch. But, yeah, I have Damian Willis making the roster, more because of his youth and his versatility on special teams. I just think it makes sense. He's shown flashes while he's lined up by wide receiver. I think they take a chance on Willis, and I think they stay with five wide receivers. Six wide receivers. I'm sorry. I just forgot about Damian Willis after I was just talking about him. So, yes, I think they stay with six wide receivers. Giants usually don't keep a lot. So I think this was just the most reasonable prediction, just to keep five or six. Even though I think it's a little – I think five, obviously. The Giants have kept five before. I think that's an asinine. I think you shouldn't be keeping five wide receivers. But, yes. So, moving on to O-line. We're going to start with Andrew Thomas. Oh, my God. We're not really going to – I don't want to really talk about individual performances about preseason, because now the season's about to start. I could, if you guys really want to, I could drop another video saying who I think is really going to show out, who I think is going to possibly disappoint. I might drop a little something about that. But I have a lot of other ideas to drop in these coming weeks. We're going to have a really busy week. Obviously, we have Denver coming up in a week and a half, September 12th. But yes, we're going to start with Andrew Thomas. Obviously, Billy Price, who we just got yesterday for B.J. Hill. I think it was a good trade on both sides. I love B.J. Hill. I hope he has a great career in Cincinnati. He's definitely a starter to me. Obviously, didn't have a lot of opportunity here because we already had a stout defensive lineman in front of him. But yes, fair trade on both sides. Then we have Nick Gates, Will Hernandez, Matt Peart, Nate Solder, Shane LeMayu, who's still injured, Jonathan Harrison, who I think has played well in preseason. And this one's just a flyer. I think they keep Ted Larson on the team. Now, I also think they keep another O-lineman on the team, but I just went with a safe pick and just kept that as my as a core. Then we're going to move on to defense. Obviously, the leader of the defense, Leonard Williams, defensive line. We're going to have Dexter Lawrence, Danny Shelton, who's injured also. Willie Henry Jr., who has impressed me a ton this preseason. I love watching Willie Henry Jr. He looked almost unblockable. They always had to double team him every time I was watching him. He looked great in the preseason. I like what he brings. He also got his hand up in the passing game and caused a deflection. He was doing it all. It looked like a classic Giants defensive lineman, and I think he makes this roster at 27 years old. Obviously, we're going to have Austin Johnson, who also is a very quality defensive lineman for us. He's probably going to take that kind of B.J. Hill spot or actually Willie Henry Jr. in a way. So, and then we're going to have Raymond Johnson III, who is the undrafted rookie we got. He looked great in the preseason, looked poised down in the trenches, was always causing pressure, and I really like what I saw. So I do believe he stays on the roster. And before I get to linebackers, let me check Twitter one more time to see if there's any New York Giants cuts. Okay. Nope, there has not been. So now we're going to move on to linebackers. And this could be way more than what I have projected. Giants kept a lot of linebackers last year. We obviously know TJ Brunson's out for the year. So I just went with the core from last year and our core from the previous year. And I've obviously adding Reggie Ragland. We're going to have Blake Martinez, Azeez Ojulari, Lorenzo Carter, O'Shane Zimenez, Tay Crowder, Carter Coughlin, and Reggie. Yeah, like I said, last year the Giants left a lot of linebackers on the defense. And obviously we get it because we have the outside linebacker position that plays that pass rush threat. But yeah, I think that's the core they stay with. Nico Lalos has been cut, so we know he's not going to be on the roster. But yes, we're going to move on to cornerbacks, and that's going to be James Bradbury, one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Adoree Jackson, who, from what I hear, should be ready for week one. Darnay Holmes, who will be playing that slot spot, and I think he's really going to break out this season. Keon Crossing, who's a very good special teamers, and he's shown flashes of being a quality cornerback. He just hasn't played a ton. Then we're going to have Josh Jackson, who is that's a flyer for me because we really haven't seen a lot of him. But we did trade for him for Isaac Yiadom. I'm just happy Yiadom's off the roster, and he's doing horrible with the Packers. So that was a great move by us. But then we're going to have Rodarius Williams, the sixth-round rookie we have, Greedy Williams' older brother, and he's played tremendous during the preseason. He struggled a little bit in his debut against the Jets, and then he picked it up and got better each game, and that's what you love to see in rookies, just them getting better in each game. That just means they're learning, they're processing everything much slower and easier. So Rodarius Williams will make the roster. I have that as a lock. Unfortunately for Aaron Robinson, I think he somehow ends up on the practice squad. I don't think he makes the final 53. He had a really good college career. He was our third-round pick this year. And then we're going to have our safeties. And obviously, Jabril Peppers, Logan Ryan, Xavier McKinney, Julian Love, who I think is going to have a breakout season as well. I think Julian Love is actually very good, better than what people give him credit for. Much better than what people give him credit for. Sorry about that. And Jordan Peters. I think they just keep Jordan Peters because – he has experience. He has a lot of games. Well, not a lot of games, but a decent amount of games under his belt. He's not the best safety by any stretch, but he's one of those guys I can see Patrick Graham making look good. He can make Peters look good. He's a little better in coverage. He's not really down in the box or anything like that. But yes, Jordan Peters, I have making the roster with the safeties. There's no way they don't have another safety besides Julian Love, like as a backup. Even though Julian Love is not really a backup, he's still going to get a ton of snaps. But I just think there's no way they just stay with that Jabril Peppers, Logan, Xavier, and Julian. They have to have someone else. And then special teams to end it, we're going to have Graham Gonneau, Riley Dixon, and Casey Kreider as the long snapper. So that is my projected 53-man roster. That actually might have been 52 because – oh, no, it's 52 because the 53rd spot I have being the tight end pickup, who I think the Giants need to pick up urgently. But, yes, guys, I'm excited for this season. It's probably the most excited I've been for any season in a while, and I'm sure it is for you guys too. I'm very glad I got to talk to you guys again. Thank you for listening. I know, I still look at, the stats of like who are listening to me, and there's still a lot of you guys still re-listening to my stuff, and I'm very, very appreciative of it. I'm very, very grateful you guys did that. But yes, I will be wrapping it up now. I will look on Twitter one more time because I don't want to miss any cuts for you guys and look stupid on this list. Alex Bachman, right now, 9 seconds ago, has been cut. I expected that. Obviously, you guys heard he was not on my projected 53. Alex Bachman had a few drops this preseason, so once I saw that, I had a very good idea that he wouldn't make the roster. I don't think they could afford that. It's already a pretty, pretty hard group to make. But yeah, guys, if you guys want to follow my Twitter, I've been very, very active on that still. It's the Daily G-Men. I am going to catch you guys later, and I will drop another podcast right before the season opener. Of course I will, because I love you guys. But anyway, this has been the G-Man Daily. Peace.